Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
258.
What's your sense of your week one performance and result, Kirk?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Throws intercepted. It's Dante Jackson.
Disappointing. It just wasn't clean enough, wasn't crisp enough, and we paid for it.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer DeMarcus Ware. ESPN radio host Chris Canty. Coming up, actor Keegan-Michael Key. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, coming up, hour number three. It has arrived. Keegan-Michael Key's in our green room. He's coming out, and it's just going to be great. Because it always is. It always is. And one of my favorite people that I've gotten a chance to meet and befriend throughout my time here on the show and also the NFL, host of NFL Honors, diehard fan of the National Football League, Penn State football, just as hilarious as they come. Transformers 1 is the new film is lending his voice to, the origin story of Transformers, which again, more than meets the eye.
Cannot wait for this movie.
It's good. I've seen it.
Oh, man. Cage and I have been to a couple movies recently, and it's been one of the previews before.
Oh, yeah?
He's so jacked. So
how old is he? I mean, is he? He's four, right?
Four and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is he in the movie theater?
Oh,
we're good?
He
can now sit and stay.
Oh, no doubt.
As long as
he has, like,
the Ootsie time of his life where he's just gets up and down, that's
those
over.
Those days are over.
Okay.
As long as he has gummy bears and some popcorn and icy, he's good to go.
Jeez.
I'm the same.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of sugar. Right there. We're good?
Dude, he's my only kid. What am I supposed to do? Not give him what he wants?
I mean,
you know,
those days will come too. I just love watching you evolve. I do love watching you evolve.
Thank you.
You know, and the latest example of you're beginning to grow tired of your fantasy draft. That just shows you that you're grown up. You're grown up and you're grown up and you're all grown up.
I don't know how much more I could say about that anymore.
Oh, really? Because
every time I speak, the tensions get hotter.
With your friends?
Well, yeah.
Well, put a clock on it.
Well, it's pretty much Rich's fault.
Like,
he's the
on
one
it
who's stirring.
No. You know what it is? No, it's not.
No, it is. You are a little bit. Come on.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
He's in a fantasy draft.
He's been going on for 15 years.
He's in a fantasy draft.
I know this.
Where they go to the home of the Super Bowl champs. They fly to it. So they don't know wherever they're going to go year to year. Maybe they just assume they're going to Kansas City now. But they go to the home of the defending Super Bowl champs and hold a draft in a hotel room or in somebody's house now,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And he doesn't want to talk about it.
No.
And
that's what I'm saying.
And there's
that's
no clock.
Saying.
And there's no clock. But now he has a child.
I know this.
And so back in the day when I heard about it, I'm like, what an outrage. And he's just like, you don't get it. And I'm like, well, one day you're going to get it. And now he's gotten it. And I'm like, you're all grown up. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's the latest example of it.
I have nothing else to add.
You're going to sit here and say you don't stir it up a little bit?
And I'm about to get off the subject, is that in the same way that I told him, one day your kid, or you will have a kid, and one day your kid will get you to say, maybe you shouldn't get on a plane, and what are you getting on a plane for? And you go back and forth about all of that, and do I really want to do it? And then that is now, again, what I'm saying to you about, you know, someday you're going to have to tell your kid no. And it's gonna be, you know, the icy. No icy.
Ooh.
You know?
But I like the icy, too. That's the
thing.
Oh,
okay.
You know what I mean?
I didn't see that one coming.
Share the icy.
Dad, no.
I say no more than most.
I'm sure. I'm not denigrating your parenting of yours, sir. I've seen you
just
in action.
I've seen
you guys in action.
Thank
so
you.
You understand, it's all said with love. And it's not a bit. Okay. All right. Jim in Jamestown, New York. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Rich and guys. How are you today?
What's up, Jim?
Hey, I just wanted to call. I had a comment about what Mr. Canty said about Jerry Jones.
Okay.
I've been a Cowboy fan. I was born in 59, so I've been a Cowboy fan since the Cowboys have been Cowboys.
Yeah, you were born a year before the Cowboys, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And I was 10 years old, and I watched the Jets beat the Colts, so I got to see that, actually.
Okay.
But I agree with him 100% that Jerry Jones is the reason that the Cowboys haven't been to the championship game in 28 years. Matter of fact, if Jerry Jones hadn't made the biggest bonehead thing he's ever done and got rid of Jimmy Johnson, the Cowboys probably would have won three or four in a row back in the 90s.
I hear you. So you agree with what Chris Canty said, which is that Jerry creates such an angst-filled environment, a cauldron is what he said, is that it just slowly defrays the players' energies to the point where they run out of it when it comes time to win or go home.
Oh, 100%. And I'm really shocked that there hasn't been players that have come out and said that, you know, until now. Because it's been pretty obvious over the years. I mean, we had great teams. We've had great coaches. Bill Parcells was there for a while. We had Tony Romo and the team. They went 12-4 a couple of years and whatever, but they couldn't seem to get over the hump. And I think it's Jerry Jones, all the crazy stuff that he does. And like you brought up, why would you pay CD back in the spring when it was cheap? Same thing with Dak. Why wouldn't you pay it then? Why wait until the last minute? Made absolutely no sense. And I think he's the main problem.
Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Keep listening. Keep watching. However you take in this program, greatly appreciate it. And it's also refreshing to talk to somebody who doesn't matter talking about what he remembers as a kid. Because it shows his age.
We didn't see that one coming, did we?
Yeah.
Didn't. Ray Charles saw that coming.
1959. That's when he was born.
No problem. Yeah. I remember Super Bowl III, he says.
At least he could.
By the way, same age that TJ would have been when MTV started.
65, yeah. 65.
Like around 11.
We should have Jim call back so you can describe to you what it was like to see your team actually win something.
I know. That's all right. I kind of got enough from Jim that I needed.
You know. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Jerry Jones dropped.
No, that was Bruce Arians.
That was Bruce Arians. No, that's Jones. At least.
No.
According to Del Tufo, that's Jones.
Play it again.
Play it again. That's Bruce Arians.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's.
No, that's Jerry.
That's Jerry.
That's Jerry. Yeah. You can hear the twang.
Bruce Arians has a little bit of that, too. That is Bruce Arians.
One more time.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me something.
Okay. That's Bruce.
Yeah.
Now keep going.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's Jerry.
I don't think that's
I'm
Jerry.
I'm agree it's Jerry.
No, it's definitely Jerry.
All right.
There is less pie.
Oh, man, there you go. Okay.
He don't know what he's talking about.
So let's go here because we got some bulletin board material that's just been thrown out there. Gotta love it. Now listen. We've seen Xavier Worthy's first performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ran one in, so caught one, three touches, two touchdowns. And as we were saying, you know, on the show, no surprise that the Kansas City Chiefs know how to handle the fastest man in the history of the combine, right? Just one game in, two touchdowns in. Anybody who snaked them probably, what, in round 10 of their fantasy draft, they're feeling like they're GMs of the year, right?
Right.
They're feeling like Brett Veach, right? And yet, all those memes that came out of Bills fans, because don't forget, every single touchdown Xavier Worthy scores, it's because the Chiefs traded up to go get him, and the Bills were the ones willingly swapping spots to do it.
The Bills need to stop trading with the Chiefs.
Right.
Listen.
Come on, man.
Hey.
Mahomes and Xavier Worthy.
Now, you don't know. Like, the Bills, whatever the draft choice they got from the Chiefs, nobody's paying attention to that,
right?
Yeah,
but I know it's not Patrick Mahomes, and it's not Xavier Worthy.
Okay. So, listen. We see he looks like a Chief, right? He scores like a Chief, and he's fast like a Chief. Question is, does he have the red ass chip on shoulder like a Chief? For instance, Patrick Mahomes in this summer, right? We got that drop, Jay, right? When it's all business with the Muppet.
He'll get handled when he gets handled.
Right? Like that that's the 2024 Chiefs mantra. Right?
Pretty much.
Don't you think? One more time. Hit it one more time.
It'll get handled when it gets handled.
All right. The 3-peat.
Yeah.
It'll get handled when it gets handled. Like, we're not talking about it, but we're handling it.
Yeah. And it will get
handled. And it will get handled.
Yeah.
And that soundbite about it'll get handled when it gets handled. The first time we see that is when the Kansas City Chiefs visit Las Vegas in Week 8. Oh, what a week that is. We already talked about Week 8 before. That's the Sunday nighter between the 49ers and the Cowboys.
Oh, baby.
Oh, there's going to be a lot going on that week.
Don't call me that.
Oof. Oh, by the way. Yeah, man. That's Week 8. So
angry in a room.
Does Xavier Worthy have that in him, too? Because Cameron Taylor-Britt, a third-year corner defensive back out of Nebraska, he was asked about Xavier Worthy and I guess what he's seen on film or how they're going to handle him. This is a rookie. Okay. I know Taylor Britt's new to the league relatively, but he's been in the league now. This is his third season.
Okay.
He's been asked about a rookie after just one game. This is what Cam Taylor Britt had to say.
You can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. We can't do too much else, so that's about it. Feel like you put your hands on him, he's only 100 some pounds. So if you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed. So basically, get hands on him.
He should have just passed on that.
You know what? And here's the thing. Because in the media, we obviously play this stuff up. Because quite frankly, I'll always shoot you straight. We're bored between games, just like you are. We're just fortunate enough to have a 3-hour window in which to pass the boredom together and hopefully help you pass the boredom until there's another kickoff, right? Like, that's the way it works.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning is long.
Yeah, I know.
That's a long time between
games.
What
are we supposed to do? Talk to each other?
I don't want to do that.
Read a book?
What's that?
Listen. And so we play this stuff up, and I don't want to criticize him. Thank you for the soundbite is basically what I'm saying.
Yes, 100%.
And we'll see how we'll see what Xavier Worthy does with this.
He's going to have 3 touchdowns.
But here's the key thing. Can you do me a favor, play that soundbite one more time and see if you catch the very important conditional phrase when it comes to defending Xavier Worthy. See if you catch the conditional phrase. Hit it.
You can run straight. Run jet sweeps and just run straight. We can't do too much else, so that's about it. Feel like you put your hands on him. He's only 100 some pounds. So if you put hands on him, you'll stop the speed. So basically, get hands on him.
If you put your hands on him. That's a big if.
Yeah, 4-2, you can't really get your hands on
him. That's if. If you put your hands on him.
We got to jam him at the line, man.
And it's, well, hold on. That's what Reed is the master at.
Mm-hmm. A lot of emotion.
Scheming to make sure you can't put your hands on.
Yeah.
They know he is, what, a buck 70 soaking wet? Buck 80?
On his good days.
So, what does that mean? On his bad days, he's lighter?
Says he's 165.
Yeah, I mean, that's like when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I got to make me look a little bit bigger on the roster.
Oh, I just didn't know. I'm putting myself into his shoes, unfortunately. Like today, I felt like skinny waking up today.
Well, at our age,
I felt good. Like, I'm like the belt fit, the pants fit, shirt fit.
I'll use all of us at all of our ages.
Yeah.
The skinny days are the good days.
Yeah, they are.
When you're in your 20s, you want to be more.
I got it.
You want to feel beefier.
Some days I'll come in, I'm like, you know what? I feel puffy.
Oh yeah. Puffy, no good.
Listen, if you put your hands on him, it's up to Andy Reid to make sure he schemes him. Oh, baby. I didn't put the Bengals on the have to have it list. I just didn't. Because they're used to starting 0-2 and having no big deal.
Joe Burrow 6-9-1 in September in his career. Always start badly in September.
Did you see somebody caught video? He picked up a water bottle looking weird.
I got to say, I analyzed all of that stuff.
So it looks like maybe his wrist is not healed.
Yeah, wrist not healed.
Because the way he picked up the water bottle.
Uh-huh.
And somebody asked him that, and he's just like, was like.
And during the games, he was kind of doing this a lot. He was really kind of flexing it.
It could just be like, you know, it's his new wrist. In the same way, when I first got married, I kept on, you know, banging the ring on stuff.
Right. Right.
You like that right now, Jay?
No, it's giving me a rash.
Wow.
Got a rubber one on.
Just everyone understand. He's talking about a ring, so he understands, on his finger. All right. Everyone understands what we're talking about here. And the fact that he came in one day. Oh, by the way, he got married this weekend.
He just like, totally dropped it on us.
Great.
Cool. That would have been fun to go to.
That's great. So yeah. That may be it. He's his new wrist. He's just, you know, playing with it. Moving it around.
I think they're asking
him.
Year.
Asking him. Like, I think he was more phased about that than being handed a jacket with a hole in it by
Prada.
By Prada. Yeah, in Paris.
Yeah.
You know?
Just play it. I got to see that again.
There it is. Well, nice call. Like, he looks less phased here than when he was asked about the way he picked up the water bottle. By the way, the man on to his left, Justin Jefferson, all he's got to do is get 45 yards this weekend. He gets 6,000 yards in his career, tying Lance Allworth for the fastest to ever get to 6,000 yards. That's Justin Jefferson.
So, smashing
that. There you
over.
Go. Keegan-Michael Key, let's bring him out. Let's have some fun. Transformers 1 in theaters near you a week from Friday. Let's see a clip. Let's hang out. And I believe we've got a clipboard for Mr. Garvey to go through an NFL roll call. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk DoorDash people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RichEisen24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RichEisen24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Our radio audience just returned, and we appreciate you listening to Keegan-Michael Key tell the story of Transformers 1, which is in theaters Friday next week, September 20th. And what a cast. Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Steve Buscemi, John Hamm, and you. And again, it just, it just brings back like childhood memories. Yeah. I mean, I know I'm dating myself here.
Me too.
But I was like this and like He-Man and Voltron. He-Man and Voltron, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
and do you remember the show G-Force?
Of course.
Yeah. Or and what was the other one? Battle of the Planets.
That is old school. Remember him, TJ? Do you remember Battle of the Planets?
I do not remember Battle of the
Planets. Oh, what, is TJ younger than us?
No, he's trying.
Is TJ younger than us? I think TJ might be. Chris, you remember.
You got me back.
No, I'm way younger than us.
You're way younger than us. Because I'm an infant.
Don't look at him. Yeah, don't go HR Puff and stuff.
HR Puff. Yeah, I mean, don't go Croft Brothers. Don't go Cross.
Land of the Lost.
The Sleestaks.
Do you know, this is a true story, Bill Laimbeer
was one of the Sleestaks.
Was a Sleestak.
I knew that. I can't remember who told me that. It might have been my best friend from high school back in Detroit told me that Bill Laimbeer was a Sleestak.
I never knew as I was a kid that I was being trained to hate Bill Laimbeer before knowing Bill Laimbeer. I mean, that's why it was so easy to start hating him.
That he was already a bad guy. He was already a bad guy in a latex suit before he ever was a bad guy in short shorts. He's always been a bad guy.
Those shorts were too short.
They were too short. Restricting those shorts. I don't understand how Isaiah Thomas could make the moves that he made on the court with those shorts.
No, restricting.
They were restricting. That's like the term.
48 minutes with a wedgie.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really
that's
was.
That's a 30 for 30 on those shorts. There's a 30, I think. Yeah, there's 48 minutes with a wedgie.
One of my favorite 30 for 30s. Because there's a lot of numbers in the title. 30 for 30. 48 minutes with a wedgie.
48 minutes with a wedgie. Oh my God.
Part two.
So were you a Pistons guy too growing up?
Yeah.
The Bad Boys?
Oh, Bad Boys. I was, I remember being in my friend's, Audi. She had like a little 1983 Audi. I don't know what number it was. And that we opened up the sunroof and I stuck out of the door and it was just like, woo! In 89 when they won the first championship. Mm-hmm. So everybody, and you know who was great on those teams? Chuck Daly was such a great coach.
Yes.
People forget about Rodman.
Oh, God,
About the Worm playing in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And he was so centered and focused. It was before he was kind of expressing himself in new and different ways. And but that lineup, Laimbeer and Dumars, Vinnie Johnson was coming off
Rick
the
Mahorn.
Bench. Rick Mahorn. We had a great player. It was a great guy who came off the bench named Fennis Dembo.
Great name.
By the way, a great Wyoming product. He was great in college. Your Buddha Edwards also is on
James
that team.
Edwards. Yeah. Buddha Edwards was on that team. That's right. John Sally, the Spider, was
That's
on
right.
that team. Oh, my God.
And you know what? Kids today will not get to appreciate like we were able to with Chuck Daly is now. Yeah, I think you know where I'm going with this. Now guys, coaches show up like they're wearing their gear for practice. Mm-hmm. Chuck Daly showed up in we want to talk restricting. I mean, it was like double breasted. Like he was showing up, man.
Oh, absolutely. Always. Yeah. I mean, and it's funny because you think about other great Pistons coaches.
Yes.
I don't know that he started the trend, but even Larry Brown wouldn't always wear a suit.
That's
which
right.
Which was interesting that he would dress now. But Chuck Daly, dapper.
Yes.
Dapper.
It looks like he was going to defend a RICO case.
I don't like the RICO.
That's how he was showing up for work.
I've got the file right here. You know,
Keegan those, Michael Key here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did you play with Transformers as a kid? Like
I did.
Like
it's funny. I used to watch those commercials. I wanted all of them.
Yes.
Really badly. My favorite Transformer.
Yes.
Was Soundwave. Oh. Do you remember this? This Transformer was interesting because he didn't turn into a vehicle. He didn't turn into a truck or a tractor, or a semi or a sports car. He turned into a boombox. Which I was like, so what is his weapon? Just volume? Is that the?
And it came with a cassette.
With the cassette
that turned into like a bird.
That turned into little mini cons.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. I was you get more bots per price. Yeah. So you'd open up his little cassette chute, and he had a little cassette would come out, and it would transform into one of them was a bird, and the other one that I remember is a dog.
Yep.
And he was great, and he was the only Transformer with the cool robot voice. He had a robot voice. All the rest of them had regular voices. So he was my favorite Soundwave. I wanted him, so I never got him, but I wanted him so badly.
I would think your favorite Transformer was the one who transformed into a first ballot Detroit Lion Hall of Fame receiver.
You'd think.
Don't you think?
You'd think it. But back then, remember, I'm going to do it. Now I'm going to do it again. I think I was playing with Transformers before Mr. Johnson was born. I think. Is that possible? Was Calvin Johnson alive?
Was Megatron alive when
Transformers was on TV?
No. Megatron born in 1985. So it would be like
and
season
the first
two.
Season of Transformers was 1984.
Yeah, season two.
So we missed it by that much. Little more Maxwell
than
Smart.
More than meets the eye. Ladies and gentlemen.
Transformers.
Robots
more than meets the eye. My favorite part is the Autobots wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons.
Transformers.
Great, it's the best.
Robots in disguise. And then the best thing at the end of the theme song, it goes, Transformers. That really aggressive trombone. They're like a great.
Do you think there was a meeting where they're going back and forth? Do we do that? And somebody's like pounding the table. Yeah.
We must do that. We have to end with an aggressive trombone line. We can't go Transformers. Diddle it down. No, we gotta go Transformers.
There had to be a serious argument in that meeting room.
Somebody in Hasbro was like, "We don't like it."
By the way, Hasbro moved in across the way here.
Oh, did they really?
Yes. Let's go find out.
Yeah, we could go ask Hasbro.
Were you pro trombone
or were you pro? Or were you pro rat-a-tat-tat? Were you pro rat-a-tat-tat trumpet? Dude, you were going cornet sting or trombone, aggressive trombone slide.
It says everything about you. Which side you're on.
How you want it. How did you want to end the Transformers theme song? Wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons. Great line.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Again, it's in theaters near you, Friday.
We need more trombone, right? We need way more trombone.
That's right. And then the first iteration of it. There's not enough. I need more trombone.
We need more trombone. Can you do me a favor? Get me three trombones. I need three. I need someone going a third up on the third, somebody on the fifth.
Not just any trombone.
I need T-Bone, not T-Bone Burnett.
The Optimus Prime of trombonists.
Of trombonists, yes.
Oh, my God. Keegan Michael Key here on The Rich Eisen Show. I think I might have sent you this video. I would love for you to react to it here.
Let me see. Let me take a look here.
When the current dream team, if you will, the men's Olympics team, was getting ready to go to Paris.
Yes.
For the Olympics.
Yes.
They were training in Las Vegas, and President Obama met with them. And it was the Key and Peele sketch where he dapped up people of color and just...
Nice, hearty, standard handshake with anybody who is melanin challenged.
Essentially. Let's take a look right here. This actually happened. All right, there he is.
A dap. Big fat dap.
What up, though?
Hug it out.
All right. Here comes LeBron.
Another dapitude. Here he goes. Big one. Wrap him up. Wrap him up.
There he goes. Mark
V. Hello.
Good
to see you. Pleasure. Absolute pleasure to see you. How are you guys doing? Good to see you guys. Steve. I'll give Steve a hug because he spends the most time with people of color. Steve gets a hug. I love that. I want to see the guy next to Steve. What the hell? Where's mine?
It was solidified when Mark Few, who might be, what did you say, melatonin?
Melanin challenged. Yeah.
He almost got the Heisman.
He almost got the Heisman. He almost Desmond Howarded him.
I mean, the way he with Curry and LeBron.
Oh, my God.
And Mark Few knows it's coming.
He's got to see his arms across, but he is on his toes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Good to meet you.
I love these little. But then Steve gets the hug. And Mark's like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going to go over here and talk for a minute. You guys are going to be great in Paris.
When we did that sketch,
yes,
it was because he had gone, I think he was in Oklahoma City. So the sketch was based on an earlier piece of footage where he, it was KD, he was dapping up KD, and I think Westbrook was still on that team, and then shook the coach's hands. And so we wanted to just do it at a political rally. So it was based off of actually a basketball team? It was based off of it. So this is actually the second time that's been recorded. The first time. Yeah, so somebody in our staff showed the video and said, we've got to do something on this. We're like, bro, write it up. And then, my favorite part of the sketch is when Jordan gets to me and his body man who's standing, you know, he's Obama, and the body man sitting next to him, and he gets to me and he doesn't know what to do. And the body man goes 1/8 black, and Jordan goes to shake my hand. He goes, good afternoon, my octoroon. Ridiculous. It was so good. It was such a good piece of heightening. Oh my god. Yeah, it was a great. And then and of course it resurfaced because of what Obama did. Yeah, it was great.
It was, but I had no idea the original sketch
was based on a similar incident.
It
was based
with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
With the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yep.
Oh my god. Yeah. I had no idea about that. Where did the angry interpreter come from?
That was from our pilot. I think we did that in the pilot. Yeah. When we were developing the show and trying to figure out things, we're like, okay, we have to do some kind of take on Obama, frankly, because we wouldn't have this job. I don't think we would have gotten the show if Obama hadn't been elected the president.
You
and
think
had
so,
not.
Really?
I really do. I really believe that the way that he captured the American imagination was part of what pushed us into that opportunity.
Right.
So part of it was homage to him. Part of it was because we admired him. Part of it was because he was part of the social fabric of our nation.
Yeah.
We wanted to figure something out. And I can't remember what his name was, the senator. It was because when Obama was giving the State of the Union and he made a comment, and remember in the chamber, somebody went, you lie!
Right.
What was that guy's name? Chris is looking it up. I can't remember his name. Which would never have been uttered to any other president, and we know why. Mm. And I remember Obama just went, he kind of just made a small gesture, just lifted his finger. And we both went, what a dilemma. Because as a person of color, he cannot, if he retorts aggressively, he's an angry black man. If he doesn't do anything, he's an ineffectual black man. So it ended up being, Rich, a problem-solving issue. So it was a problem-solving. How do we solve this problem for the president-elect? And Jordan was like, hey, and you could see his eyes lit up. And he went, remember in SNL when Chevy Chase would do Weekend Update?
Mm.
And they'd say, and now our next message will be sponsored by the Society for the Deaf. And in the small corner, there was a picture of Garrett Morris. And he said,
yelling,
screaming in, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. And that's, and then I was like, oh yeah. And he goes, what if he had like an anger translator, like someone who became, we were sitting in Jordan's apartment, his little one bedroom furnished apartment on Hollywood Boulevard. And I was like, that's a brilliant idea. And that's where it came from. It was just us sitting there trying to figure out is there a way we could help the president out of that dilemma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're the muse for his anger,
his
basically.
Id. Like I'm the id. Like, so he's the super ego who follows the rules and I'm the id. And then, you know, the whole thing. I mean, being able to do it
with
the president.
How did that come about? How did you pitch
him? Somebody pitched me. So one of his writers, Jordan and I got to meet him when he was here doing a fundraising campaign.
Yeah.
And we got to meet him and we got to spend like 10 minutes with him. It was amazing. And then that year later, I went to the White House for like the Christmas party or something happened. Yeah. And one of his junior writers said, would you be interested if we could figure it out schedule wise to come and do the White House Correspondents' Dinner? And I went, oh my God, I would love to do it. I think it would be amazing. And they called my people and we worked it all out. And I remember I flew to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
and went to the, I was in the West Wing, and there was a room set up with a podium, and I'm standing there in the room, and I'm looking around the room, and I'm like, this, where am I? This is crazy. Mm. And he comes in to rehearse with me. And he walks in the door, he goes, there he is, Key. Hey, how's it going? And he walks up to me, and he grabs my hand, and he hugs me. He, like, runs to me and hugs me, and I'm like, okay, I'm not touching him, I'm not attacking him. No red dots, please. I'm not. He came to me. I just got really nervous because I was, you know, I'm touching him, you know. And we rehearsed the piece, and I was so nervous that I learned all of my lines and all of his lines, just in case he went up, because he's got other things on his mind. You know what I mean? And he was such a great straight man, Rich. I couldn't believe how great of a straight man he was. He completely got the comedy of it, understood the bit, understood what he was supposed to do. He, you know, like very often an amateur actor, when you read a line and then another person's supposed to interrupt you, what we try to teach people in acting is that you keep saying something. Keep talking until the other person, don't stop talking. Just say, and anyway, I thought. You don't do that. You have to go. And anyway, I thought if we went and then let the person interrupt you. He knew to do that, like intrinsically. It was fantastic. He was so good. He was so good. It was surreal because I was like a fake character that we had created had come to life. You know what I mean? Like I was literally doing it for him. It was amazing.
It all started in a West Hollywood apartment.
An apartment in West Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It was great with the ants. I remember ants. There were just ants in Jordan's kitchen, which is apropos of nothing. It's just, I remember I was just like, we're gonna call an exterminator, man? Maybe we should go out. You know what? Don't cook for me. You and I should go out to lunch.
Let's go out.
Let's go out to lunch.
Oh, my God. Keegan Michael Key here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right. Before we let you go onto your day, if you don't mind, one of our favorite characters of yours is the legendary substitute teacher, Darby.
Sure.
Who has some interesting ways of pronouncing people's names.
That's correct. That is what he does.
Was that teacher born from anything?
That was one of our writers that came out of the mind, independently out of the mind of one of our writers.
Okay.
And so I don't really know what his inspiration for it was. I did call him Mr. Garvey.
Yes.
I don't know why. Oh, in my brain flashed Marcus Garvey. Because he was African American. So I don't know. The name Garvey came out of my mouth.
Okay.
And that's, I think, the one thing I participated.
So we have come up with a list of NFL players, and we have placed it on a clipboard.
A clipboard, here we go.
That's just like Mr. Garvey had the roll call of his bewildered students in front of him.
Taking the roll call.
We have a list of NFL names and asking you to Mr. Garvey them, and we'll do our best to decipher who they are.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready. Y'all ready for roll call?
Yeah.
I'm going to call out these names. If you hear, just say yes or here or present. Okay, number one. Where is Ladidi Mekonkai? Mekonkai. Ladidi Mekonkai, are you here?
Ladidi?
It's Ladidi Mekonkai.
Let's see if he's here. There he is on the screen. We got him right here. It's Ladd McConkey. Oh, there he is.
Boy, your name is Ladidi McConkey. When I call your name, say here. I'm not going to do this all day. Next. Is Darake Maye here? Where is Darake Maye?
I don't know.
Rich, where are these people? Where are the students at?
He might be in New England. Let's see if we guess this one right here. There he is. There he is.
That's what I said. Darake Maye. Wait a minute. What's his name? Darake Maye Cuba?
No, he's just a QB.
Oh, he's just a QB, a quarterback. Okay. I should have paid attention to the parentheses. Next. Where is L.I.M. Itchenberg? Is L.I.M. Itchenberg up in here?
Let's see if he, L.I.M., huh? Let's see if he
L.I.M.
Is. Oh, no, that's Liam Eichenberg.
Okay, Itchenberg. That's a C.H. Itchenberg. I mean, I'm next. This is ridiculous. I'm taking forever. Ain't nobody here.
He might be in Miami. Next up.
Is Chauncey McLaughlin in here? Where's Chauncey McLaughlin? Chasse. I mean, I don't know how else to say this. Chasse McLaughlin.
Is he? I mean, he might be in Cincinnati.
He might be in Cincinnati.
There he is.
Okay.
No, he's in Tampa.
Oh. He's in Tampa yeah. Bay.
He's in Tampa.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chasse. Oh, we got a double up in here. Hold on.
You can go to the next one after
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. Here, watch this now. This brother's name is Balake. I know that name. Everybody familiar with that name? Balake Karoom. Balake Karoom. Where you at, Balake Karoom? Hail to the victors.
Yes, thank you.
Balake Karoom. Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Duque Relay? Is Duque, where is Duque? It might be, hold on. It may be Duque. Duque Relay. Relay. What hell? What is him?
Let's see where he is. Okay. No, he's in Miami, too.
Oh, he's also at Duque. All right, Duque. All right, last on the list, last but not least, we got G-Reg Zerillion. Where is G-Reg Zerillion? I feel like G-Reg Zerillion might be a kicker. Am I right about this? This
is the feeling. See, there he is.
Oh, yeah, G-Reg Zerillion. Playing for the New York Jets. Jets.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That's fun. It's fun just saying stuff.
G-Reg.
Yeah. G-Reg.
He plays with Aaron.
He plays with Aaron. That's right. Rodgers.
Oh, my head hurts.
Aaron Rodgers.
Where are you?
I think he had fun with that once, didn't he? I think he has called
he did. Himself. It was during our Super Bowl. We did a Super Bowl special. We did all the names, and we did them with actual players.
Yes.
So we actually had DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Frosty Rucker and Ismaili Kitchen and Aaron Rodgers. And he did it. It was great. He had a great time.
Oh, my God.
Much fun.
Dude, you're the best.
You're the best. You guys are the best.
Oh, my God. I'm, once again, face-hurting, side-hurting laughter with you, brother.
My favorite show to ever do is Richard Ezine. Ezine. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. Richard Ezine.
Where's G-Reg at?
Where's G-Reg?
G-Reg.
Is G-Reg here? Where is Richard?
Transformers 1, available in theaters next Friday, September 20th, with Keegan-Michael Key and a great cast. You're the best. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, brother.
Say
hi to
L for
man.
Me. The I great Keegan-Michael Key here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Awesome. Thank you. Tarake.
Where's Tarake?
Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. 3, 2. Hey, everybody, there's a great new podcast that just launched. I want to tell you about it. It's called Throwbacks, and I know the guys who are doing it. It's hosted by former Entourage star Jerry Ferrara and former USC quarterback Matt Leinart, the 2004 Heisman Trophy winner, who then went on to play in the National Football League for the Arizona Cardinals. So Matt has a ton of experience to tell you about. playing for an iconic college football team, winning that trophy, and then, of course, all the behind-the-scenes stories from his time in college and professional football. While Jerry is one of the leads of an iconic television series, he's got you covered on what it was like being a young guy starring in a show that everyone was talking about, and he's also the voice of the fans. So Matt brings that former player expertise, and Jerry brings that voice of the maniacal sports fan. Enjoy hanging out with your new favorite pair of throwbacks every Thursday. Follow and subscribe to Throwbacks on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you told him about how you are the Bill Walsh of audio executives.
Exactly,
so you can't screw these up. Your favorite catchphrase from the original Predator. Go ahead, here's one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right, that's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
Get to the chopper!
Can't hear them at all.
Okay.
You can't hear them. So what I'm going to do, I'm doing this blindfolded. Wait a minute. No, did Bill Walsh not have the volume up? Did the Bill Walsh of sound engineers not have the volume up for the segment?
Beats.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. This is not bode well.
I don't want to cause feedback.
There's a method to his madness. Do you want to try one more time now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, man.
Here we go. We can kill it.
Okay, if it bleeds,
if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Okay, here's the next one.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper.
And here's the other one.
One ugly mother.
Okay, there's that one.
Okay.
Start bench cut.
All right, get to the chopper. It's cut. Because it's only an incidental line, and the only reason we remember it is because he's Austrian. If anybody else said, get to the choppers, it wouldn't have been a line. It wouldn't have been a line. It's only because he's Austrian. Cut. It's superfluous. We're going to bench your one ugly MF-er. So what you're going to do is you're going to start, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Because it's a succinct line, and it's done in a very naturalistic way.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Very well done. Now, for everybody else who comes in here on the Rich Eisen Show,
setting the bar here.
We're going to show them this start bench cut because you have raised the bar, Keegan.
Setting the bar right here.
We're going to edit out Del Tufo.
I was just
going to
say.
We're going to edit that out.
Can you edit that out?
No,
it's too good.
Perfect.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. The NFL season, as we know, is underway. Week 2 starts tonight. And then this Sunday, do not miss a single second of the action with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. You bundle it together, you're going to get the most live NFL games all in one place. You can get it right here through the Roku portal, YouTube TV. This is awesome. 4 NFL games at once you can watch on one screen. It's called their signature multi-view feature. It is awesome. You can create your own multi-view. It's a game changer. Sign up today at youtube.com/NFLST. We all have it, and we are all high on it, and we're just telling you got to do it. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV, NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games. Excludes digital-only games. That's good stuff. How funny was that?
Amazing. Perfect. Everything about it.
Our producer, Ken Tulo, says, I got an idea. Well done, Kenny. Well done.
Tools.
That was funny.
Very funny.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh my gosh.
Go to war, Malaki?
No.
We could go to war.
No.
I mean, it played out exactly how we wanted it to play.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
The DD.
I think RJ Five Finger discounted this clipboard from somebody around these parts right here.
The gym next door, I think, is missing a clipboard.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A guy named Jim.
RJ was on a mission. I'm like, let's just put them on cards. He's like, no, Rich wants a clipboard.
I know. I mean, that's the point. It should be a clipboard, just like Mr. Garvey had.
I agree. Yeah. It just took, I couldn't believe how long it took to find one, though.
Insubordinate and churlish.
And churlish.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Yeah, there's a clipboard right here. Very good.
Insubordinate and churlish.
G-Reg.
Here, coach.
All right. So we got tonight's game, right?
Awesome game tonight. You know, 3 of the last 4 matchups between these teams have been over 60 points total.
Why would you know that?
Jeez.
That's odd.
You got a problem.
I mean, honestly, did you notice the stat I gave earlier? Is that the Bills have won 13 of their last 15 trips there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he talks about how many points are scored in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Allen is 6-0 on Thursday night. I'm just saying, if you put my 2 stats together, you could have some fun later.
Because it's 6-0? Is that what it is? You're just like fun with numbers?
No, I mean.
One is 6-0 and the other's combined for 60?
And you want to take the Bills and the over, Rich? Do I need to spell it out for you?
I don't know what you mean by that. who is in fact favored this evening?
The Dolphins.
And by how many?
2.5 tonight.
Now, and I'm serious, honestly, when the line is set like that, 2.5 means what?
2.5
like,
means.
What is he telling you?
It means Miami's playing at home and they get a little bit of a home edge, but they're basically even.
But not
teams.
Enough to yeah, the point where.
Yeah, they're even teams.
I don't know. I think this is the Dolphins' time, dude.
I think number 17 is a Terminator.
I know. Or as you know, I've referred to him as the Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a little bit more current.
Every evil superhero you could possibly.
He is just he's just coming for you, and he's ready to just beat the hell out of you, and you just like can't get him off the field, can't get him down on the ground, can't get him off the field.
It doesn't even matter if he's injured. I mean, he's got a banged up thumb right now in his left hand, and it doesn't even matter.
He might wear a glove tonight, apparently.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an issue for gripping when he's running the football.
Right.
And
certainly
on
if it's 80 degrees, eighty degrees humidity, is that what it is?
Yeah, 80 degrees humidity tonight. Also raining. It's probably raining right now.
I'm supposed to pour up until like 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah,
until about two hours before.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to back the play of that pissed off all of my Jet fan friends and saying the Dolphins are winning the division.
So they win tonight?
They can't win the division if they lose a home game to the team that's won the division 4 straight years. So how am I going to sit here and go, well, based on what I saw last week, the Bills did look more impressive at home than the Dolphins did. And so I'm going to switch up and go to the Bills right now. And I said the Dolphins are winning the division. And by winning the division, you beat the Bills at home. That simple.
Yeah,
and you go to 2-0 in 5 days. Into the season, you're the first 2-0 team.
I like going based on the last week, and Miami just didn't look good against Jacksonville. They should have lost that game. I mean, Travis Etienne doesn't fumble on the goal line. They lose.
And by the way, the Bills season is going to play out right in front of our very eyes. 4 of their next 5 games are nationally televised. Tonight, then they play 2 Monday night games. Week 3 home for Jacksonville, week 6 at the Jets, and then week 4 Sunday night at Baltimore.
That's a really hard schedule.
And the only game that is not nationally televised is at Houston, which is kind of big. Where do you stand on this?
Sheesh.
I was literally just posting Keegan-Michael Key, so I was kind of...
Where do you stand on Bills and Dolphins tonight?
Bills!
Look at that schedule, though, man. That's,
what that guy does is phenomenal, really right?
Like, no, I know it.
He's... I don't know, man. I like him so much because if you remember, he remembered how he gave me my first interview for the show. So I have a soft spot for Josh Allen
when he was coming out of college.
Yeah, so I
he didn't know any better.
He didn't.
Why? He was just a bright-eyed kid from coming out of Wyoming.
I dropped your name, so you know.
Well, then I like him even more than I ever have.
That's how I got the interview.
Than I ever have. Why did I not know that?
Well, how else do you think I would have got him?
I don't know.
We're walking in.
You're an enterprising, youngish, younger, or for his age, man.
Yeah.
We were in the bowels of
older than
Stadium,
I look.
Dallas Stadium, AT&T.
What a fun show, guys! DeMarcus Ware, Chris Canty. I enjoyed our first foray with him, and Keegan-Michael Key. Transformers in theaters a week from Friday. Transformers 1. Pardon me.
Keegan.
Keegan McHale.
Oh, my God. So much fun. Tom Pelissero on tomorrow's program, and we'll see you on the radio for then and back on the Roku channel to wrap up in a sec.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I'd want to turn Bob Dylan to a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.